You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Cricket Podcast. We're looking ahead to the second test between England and Sri Lanka. Gets underway on Friday at Durham. My name is Mark Walton. I'm joined by former England cricketer Anthony McGrath to look ahead to the action. How are you, Anthony?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Good performance from England in the first test.
Yeah, it was. I was, you know, convinced England would win comfortably, and they did that. The only surprise was they didn't put more runs on the board, albeit for a partnership between Johnny Bairstow and Alex Hales. England were in trouble at a certain point with Compton and Root going for not many. But in the end, you know, the England bowlers just had far too much for Sri Lankan batsmen, and I think that'll be, you know, a major factor throughout the series. And I think it'll be really, really tough for the Sri Lankan batsmen to get on top of the England bowlers.
Yeah, I suppose it is kind of hard to think that they were looking like they were struggling for a little while, weren't they, England? And they ended up winning by an innings and 88 runs. It's not just a win in the end, is it? It's a bit of a drubbing.
No, and you dread to think, don't you, if England would have posted 400-500, what the actual margin would have been. But it was quite clear as soon as England got a few wickets, you could see kind of the panic in the Sri Lankan batting. They just looked to survive. They fared a little bit better second innings, but you know, you don't expect a test match team to just fold like that over, certainly in two innings anyway, and it doesn't bode well for Sri Lanka for the rest of the series.
Johnny Bairstow, you've already mentioned him as well, Anthony. It's his second test century. He's first on home soil, though. He'll be on top of the world right now, won't he?
Yeah, he's had a great 12, 18 months. You know, he's dominated county cricket, and then he got his place back in South Africa. Had a really good tour over there, and again he started the season really well with a double 100 for Yorkshire, and you know, gone on and played a match winning innings really in the test match. So he's a real man in form. I think with Stokes' injury now, he'll come up one place in the order, so hopefully for him and for England he'll continue to be in the runs.
And Jimmy Anderson, we'll mention him as well. He keeps adding to his tally. He got 10 wickets for just 45 runs in the first test. He's been the man for England with ball in hand on a number of occasions. Not always seemed to enjoy himself at Headingley, but did this time.
Yeah, I think the Sri Lankans, the batsmen will be disagreeing with that he didn't bowl well at Headingley, but I think it just shows him and Stuart Broad are a fantastic opening partnership, especially in English conditions. And again, you know, they were just all over the Sri Lankan batsmen, weren't they? And given the history of Riverside, seamers normally get the wickets up there. You know, Broad and Anderson and Finn will be licking their lips bowling at this Sri Lankan batting lineup.
Are there any positives to take out of it from Sri Lanka's point of view?
There's not a lot, really. Maybe the way they bowled, but there's been an injury to Chamira now, which is not good for them. Maybe they showed to the seamers that they did get the length right. You know, normally teams, overseas teams, bowl a little bit short in England, but the good thing, Sri Lanka seemed to pitch the ball up and give it a chance. So that's one area. I think Harath bowled nicely, even though it wasn't really the best conditions for spin bowling, but the batting, really. You couldn't really see much confidence. Mendes, who's a young player, got 50 in the second innings, but apart from that, Sri Lanka won't be able to draw on a lot of positives.
Yeah, I was going to mention Mendes as possibly the one shining light from their batting performance, given that he's a young player and he got his maiden 50 in the second innings. But yeah, so what you're saying, he's had to glean too much out of it. Big news for the second test is that Stokes will miss the second test through injury. Got injured in the first test at Headingley. Chris Woakes going to come in though as a replacement, and he celebrated in fine style with his performance on Monday, didn't he?
Yeah, I think you know, the talk is Woakes or Jake Ball will come in for his debut, but having seen Chris Woakes take 9 for 36, I think it was, and along with that he can bat as well, I think he'll probably come in instead of Stokes. Not a good batter as Ben Stokes, but you know, he'll slot in there probably at number eight. So I expect Woakes to come in, and given again the conditions at Durham, I think he'll fare well up there as well.
Let's move on to the betting for the second test then. England, pretty skinny as you'd expect, 2-7 to win the second test. The draw is 100-30, Sri Lanka 12-1. Just starting with the match betting, Anthony, can you see past England in any way here?
The only way I can see past England is if the weather comes in. That's the only thing they're playing against. I really do believe it'll be that one-sided. I don't think that'll be the case. We saw that the match finished in 3 days, even though England didn't post a big score. I expect England to bat a lot better in this test. And if they do that, they will, again, I think, you know, win with a day or so to spare. So I can only go for England quite comfortably.
Comfortable England victory, then perhaps we can get more value out of the price on the enhanced odds markets. We've got several of those. We'll talk about the pro England one, seeing as you're leaning that way. England to score highest opening partnership in the first innings and to win the match 8-13. It's still short enough, but it looks a relatively safe bet to me.
Yeah, I mean, I did tip that one up in the first one. I think England's opening partnership were 49-10 of Sri Lanka. It's shorter than in the first test, but I think it's, you know, a very, very a good bet, and probably, you know, a bit, even though it is short, as you say, it's a bit better value than just backing England outright as well.
The other England enhanced odds markets are Alistair Cook to be top England batsman in the first innings, England to win is 4-1, and Jimmy Anderson to be top England bowler, of course, in the first innings once again, and England to win is 3-1. We won't touch on them just yet because we're going to get stuck into the individual player markets. Don't need to give anything away yet, Anthony. We'll start with the top England batsman. Joe Root 5-2, Alistair Cook 3-1, Alex Hales 9-2, Nick Compton is 11-2. It's sixes for Johnny Bairstow and sevens or bigger for the rest. Who do you side with to be top England batsman?
I think you could make a case for most of them. I tipped up Joe Root in the last one, and that didn't last very long for anyone who got behind that. But I think, as I said, I think the England batsmen will really enjoy themselves against this attack. Besto, you know, coming off the 140, Hales 86. I'm going to go for the England captain. He's been in great form with Essex. He looked comfortable at Headingley before. He uncharacteristically chased a wide one. But I think once he normally gets set, you know, he goes on and gets a big one. So I'm just going to go for Cook ahead of the rest.
Alice Cook, 3-1 in the market to be top England batsman. Obviously, the enhanced odds market would appeal to you there then, Anthony. Cook to be top batsman and England to win, 4-1.
Yeah, I think England's a shoo-in. So if you lean in that way as well, that just gives you a little bit better value as well. So I think that's a good price there, 4-1.
On to the Sri Lankan batsman then. Matthews is 100-30. Chandamal is 4-1. It's 5-1 for Karan Aratne. Silver is 5s as well, as is Mendis. It's 11-2 for Thuramani and 13-2 or bigger prices for the rest. Who do you expect to play a starring role for Sri Lanka?
This is a tough one. I think you could put a name in a hat and pick it out. I went for Mendis last time and he didn't get runs in the first innings. Mind you, who did? Angelo Matthews top scored last time with 34. I'm just going to lead towards Chandimal, the wicketkeeper. There is a case Sri Lanka could play an extra batsman. They've called in Kusal Pereira, who's a keeper. The rumour has it he could keep and just leave Chandamal free to bat. Chandamal has got experience in this country before. He batted at 4 in the last test. And although he didn't get any runs, I thought he kind of squared up okay. He'll need a little bit of luck, especially against the England bowling, but I'm just going to go for Chandamal to be Sri Lanka top scorer.
Chandamal for Sri Lanka then. That's 4-1 in the market. Moving on to the bowlers next, we'll start with the top England bowler. Jimmy Anderson 9-4, Stuart Broad also 9-4, Stephen Finney 7-2, Chris Woakes 9-2, as is Jake Ball, and it's 7-1 or bigger prices for the others. Is it going to be Jimmy Anderson once again here, or are you going with someone else here?
I'm going to go with Broad. I think it's a toss-up between Jimmy Anderson and Stuart Broad. Broad with 4 in the first innings, Anderson with 5, both of them bowled beautifully. Again, you could make a case for either or. I did mention at the start of the series, I think Sri Lanka do struggle against the taller bowlers. And I think the Riverside, it does seem about, and sometimes it can be a bit invariable later on in the game. So I think Broad can continue his form from Edinley as well. So I'd just again go with him ahead of Jimmy Anderson.
Leaning towards Stuart Broad there then, and top Sri Lanka bowler, Harathis 3-1, Aranga 7-2, Pradeep 4-1, Lakmal is 4s as well, 9-2 for Pereira, and 11-2 or bigger prices for the rest. Who'd you like for Sri Lanka?
Well, I'm going to contradict myself slightly here. I mentioned the same conditions. Given Sri Lanka's injuries, Chimera's out now. Aranga and Pradeep bowled okay. Lakmal could probably come in, but I'm going to go for Harath, the left-arm spinner. He didn't bowl many overs at Headingley, but that was mainly down to the fact England didn't bat very well. I think England will bat better. They'll bat a lot of overs, and therefore Harath will bowl overs. So I think he'll pick up a few wickets, and I'll go for him for the leading wicket taker.
Harath to be leading wicket taker then for Sri Lanka. Any other markets caught your eye so far, Anthony?
No, I just think England are so short. I think that will be the result. So I think go with the England and highest opening partnership. If you want something a little bit more value for money, then I think Alistair Cook and England win at 4-1 is probably the best value you're going to get.
Superb. Been a pleasure speaking to you once again, Anthony. Good luck and enjoy the second test.
Cheers. Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.